Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy end. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or a roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Barry Carton has come back to Penny Gibbs and asked her to marry him. All that stands in the way is Penny's willingness to agree to marry a man over whom hangs the shadow of mental illness in the Carlton family history. It's evening of the day following Barry's return to Rossville, and in the living room of the Gibbs home, little Julie Martin says to Penny,
"You look awful beautiful today, Aunt Penny."
"Well, thank you, Julie. And you look very lovely. But you always do in that dress.
You look full of giggles, Aunt Penny."
"Oh, full of giggles. What makes you think so?"
"Oh, I can see them. Your eyes are all giggly in the middle and on the edges."
"They are."
"Uh-huh. And I know why, too."
"All right, why?"
"Uncle Barry is home again."
"Well, I think that's a pretty good reason to be happy, isn't it?"
"Uh-huh. I'd be happy, too, if somebody I like came home. I'd be happy if my mommy... She's never going to come and get me. Is she, Aunt Penny?"
"Oh, I think she will one day, Julie. One day when you least expect it. But meantime, you'll try and be happy, won't you, darling?"
"I have lots of fun here. A little girl moved in down the street today, and Aunt Nora says maybe she'll want to come over and play with me."
"Well, I think we can arrange that without much trouble. Maybe we'll take you over to meet her pretty soon, after the family's settled."
"Can I go over to..."
"It's may I, darling.
I mean, may I go over to her house sometimes, maybe?"
"We'll see about it."
"I'll be awful good and never go out in the street or do anything bad."
"I'm sure you won't, Julie. Hey, where are your dolls?"
"Upstairs, sleeping. We played hard this afternoon and they were tired. Especially Henrietta Geraldine. She always gets tired."
"Well, all little girls get tired, Julie."
"I guess that's right. I remember when I was a little girl. I got awful tired, too."
"Yes, you did, didn't you? And you're not so big that you don't still get tired. What's more, it's almost your bedtime."
"Oh, Aunt Penny, please let me stay up a little longer."
"Julie, your dolls are asleep, and it's getting late, darling."
"Just a little longer, Aunt Penny. I want to talk."
"Talk about what?"
"Uncle Barry. Why'd he go away? Why'd he come back?"
"Oh, Julie, that's a long story, and it'd take all night to tell you. Besides, you think it's a boring story, and you fall asleep long before it's finished."
"Why would I?"
"Because it's a story for big girls and not little ones."
"But I'm not a little girl."
"Oh, that's right."
"Then why can't you tell me the story?"
"Because it's a story for big, big girls and not little big girls."
"Oh."
"I'll tell you about it someday, though, when you're a big, big girl."
"Why do big girls understand things that little ones don't?"
"Oh, for lots of reasons, darling. Little girls haven't had the experience of schooling or lived as long as big ones. Yep, living is the most important reason. So when you've lived 20 or 30 years, you'll automatically understand a lot of things that you don't know."
"It's fun to know things, isn't it, Aunt Penny?"
"It's very helpful to know things."
"I know something that's fun to know."
"You do, hmm? What?"
"I know you're going to marry Uncle Barry."
"Am I?"
"That's why he came back home, isn't it?"
In a way it is, Julie, but...
But you're going to marry him, aren't you?
I'm not sure yet, darling.
Why?
That's another very long story.
Oh, I'm not big enough, you mean?
Not quite.
Oh. Doesn't he want to marry you?
Yes, darling, he does.
Don't you want to marry him, Aunt Penny?
Yes, Julie, I want to marry Uncle Barry very much.
Then why don't you say you will?
Because it's...
I know. I'm big, but not big, big, so I won't understand. If you don't marry him now, will you marry him pretty soon, maybe?
I don't know, Julie. All I can do is think so and hope so. But that's looking very far ahead. No, darling, what I have to worry about is right now.
Why do you have to worry? You don't look as if you're worrying. You look too happy.
All giggly inside.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Penny, don't worry. It makes me sad.
It shouldn't, Julie. And maybe I don't mean I'm worrying. I mean, I'm just thinking because there's a lot to think about.
Oh, Aunt Penny, can I answer the telephone, can I?
May I, darling, and you may.
I don't know why it's May. It sounds the same.
Because May and can are two different words with two different meanings.
Oh. Hello?
Well, hello, Julie.
Yes, this is Julie.
How are you, Julie?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
That's good. Who's this?
This is Barry Carlton, Julie. Is your Aunt Penny there?
Yes, she is. She let me answer the phone. I'm glad you're home, Uncle Barry.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Julie, is that Barry?
Uh-huh. And he wants to talk to you, I guess.
Thanks, darling. Thank you very much.
Uncle Barry, you do want to talk to Aunt Penny, don't you?
Well, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I'm too little for you to talk to. Here's Aunt Penny.
Thank you, Julie. Goodbye.
Bye. Here, Aunt Penny. I guess you want me to go up to bed now, huh?
Yes, darling, I think you better. It's past your bedtime.
All right, Aunt Penny. But you'll come up and tuck me in, won't you?
Yes, I will in a few minutes. And remember, Julie, clean pajamas tonight.
Yes, Aunt Penny, I'll remember.
That's a good girl. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Barry. I'm glad you called. I haven't heard from you all day.
Well, I wanted to phone a dozen times, but I knew that you'd want to be left alone to think.
Oh, I haven't had too much time to myself today. Frank's had two new cases, and I was busy until about 2 this afternoon.
Frank? Who's he?
Frank Carter, the lawyer I work for.
Oh. Well, did you get any thinking done this afternoon?
That's all I've done, darling. Think, think, think.
Any results?
No, I'm still all mixed up. I mean, my thoughts are. I don't know whether or not I'll ever get him straightened out.
You will. They'll straighten out. You have no idea what your answer will be, do you?
Well, if I say what I want to say, it's bound to be yes, but I want to think it out until I'm sure I'm doing the right thing.
I have almost as much patience with you as love for you, darling. Take all the time you want, providing you don't take too long.
No, I won't, Barry. Maybe I'll be able to tell you by tomorrow. You seem in awfully good spirits, you know.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I saw you yesterday, and I'm talking to you this evening. And Mother says she wants to talk to me later tonight. I have a hunch that she'll agree with me.
Have you told her what you want us to do?
Yes, I have. I told her all about it this afternoon.
Well, what did she say?
Nothing much. She wanted to reserve her opinion until this evening. You women are all alike, aren't you? You refuse to commit yourself until you've consulted your thoughts.
Oh, darling, this takes a lot of thinking. Anyway, let me know what your mother says, will you? So far, I haven't been able to decide for myself. Maybe what she has to say will be of some help to me.
A half cup will do, Valerie.
All right, Mother.
I'll put the cream and sugar in it myself. You sit back and relax.
Am I going to be able to take this in a relaxed position?
I don't know, son.
You mean you don't want me to marry Penny?
You know I do. With all my heart, I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
I want you to marry her, Barry, but I don't think you should.
Why not?
You know why not. You know why you went away. The same shadow over you, my son. A few weeks out of town hasn't made any difference.
They've made a difference in the way I feel about things. I know it's foolish to give up even a little happiness if a little is all that Penny and I can have.
But it's cruel and wrong, my son. You should have stayed away. You shouldn't have come back to Rossville and to Penny.
But I had to, Mother. It was as if something forced me back, and don't say it's weakness.
No, I don't say it was weakness. It was love. too strong for reason. But you must return to reason and go away again. Out of the country, if you must, to stay away from her.
Mother, you're saying you won't let me marry her?
How can I say that? You're of age. You're independent and extremely wealthy. I have no power over you but the power of persuasion. And I beg of you not to marry that girl.
Why can't I if I love her, which I do, and she loves me, which she does? Why can't I if she knows the situation and the danger and wants to take the risk with me?
You just can't. It isn't being fair. There's nothing right about it. Absolutely nothing.
If Penny decides she wants to marry me, should I refuse her?
Yes.
I won't do that, Mother. I won't. Penny knows what she's doing. She's a highly intelligent young woman. If she agrees to marry me, it'll be with the full knowledge of the risks and the heartaches that may follow.
And if she refuses to marry you, then what?
Then I won't urge her. I'll let the matter drop. Do something else with my life, I guess.
Do you mean that?
I'm well aware of the unfairness of all this, Mother. All I've decided is what I want to do. Now it's up to Penny to decide what she'll do. If she says yes or no, I'll take her word as final.
I'm glad to hear you say that, son. I think I'll have another cup, please, and then I think I'll go. Hello?
Hello, Penny?
Yes?
Penny, this is Carrie Carlton.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Carlton. How are you?
As well as can be expected under the circumstances. Penny, will you be free a little while tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, I will.
Splendid. I'd like to talk to you. And at a time when Barry's not here. He has to attend to some things at the bank at 2 tomorrow afternoon. Could you be here then?
Yes, of course I can. I'll be there at 2.
Fine. I'll be expecting you.
Oh, did you talk to Barry tonight?
Yes, I did.
What did he have to say?
Nothing I'm sure he hasn't said to you, my dear. But be here tomorrow afternoon at 2, and I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
Penny, by the way, have you come to any decision yet?
No, I haven't, Mrs. Carlton.
Splendid, Penny, splendid. Because I'm sure after we've had a little talk, you'll be able to come to one.
I hope I'll be able to, Mrs. Carlton. And I think I'll be able to count on you for the help I need so badly.
Will Mrs. Carlton convince Penny Gibbs that she should not marry her son? Or will Penny herself come to a sudden and surprising decision? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly, and your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.